This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Not letting a little pandemic slow them down, a preview of CES 2021. I'm Tanya Hall, and joining me is Gary Shapiro, author and CEO of the Consumer Technology Association, the organization behind CES. Welcome, Gary.
It's great to be here, Tanya. Thanks for having me on your great show.
Well, thank you. So what does the Consumer Technology Association do when you're not putting on CES?
So we are an American technology trade association. Our members are companies, 2,000 of those that are based or they have major offices in the US and Canada. And we are focused on a very simple mission, and that is to protect and promote innovation so the world can be better. And we do that by getting people together, events like CES. We do it through standards, the RS-232, HDTV, all sorts of different standards now with even in artificial intelligence and healthcare and others, just so everyone in the industry can agree on language, can agree on moving the industry forward. We also do lobbying in Washington to make sure there are good policies favoring innovation and also in the 50 states in Canada. And we do a lot of counting and statistics so people can figure out trends and growth and what consumers really want.
So let's talk about CES 2021. It's all digital and virtual this year, right?
Yes, it is. It's an opportunity. You know, obviously COVID is a challenge for everyone in the world and we face it ourselves. And we love physically getting together. And although I am the paid cheerleader for the technology industry, focusing on innovation, I also believe in the power of human face-to-face contact. But this year, that's not going to happen. But that gave us an opportunity to experiment, to do things differently, to reinvent CES. Everyone said they wanted us to do something digital or virtual, and we did. But what we didn't do is use the old playbook that others have, of the old off-the-shelf software system where avatars visit virtual exhibits and you pretend you're on a show floor and walk up to people, because that's not what most people really want to do. I mean, we know we're not a high-level video game, so what we are, though, is we are a focus for where innovation and people can get together in different verticals, different industries, and they can actually help the world get better through innovation. And that happens, and innovation occurs, because different verticals, different people get together with different ideas and they form something new. And the level of cross-pollination is what has characterized CES and made it successful in the world's largest business event, the world's largest innovation event for many years. So we did everything we could to preserve that, preserve connectivity, to allow serendipity, chance discoveries, but also we could do things we've never been able to do before. We could tap people's interests and give them a customized, personalized program or suggestions of what they should do. They could go on, once you've registered for CES, you could say, give your name, and this is what I'm interested in. And then other people will link up with you. In fact, we are creating our own virtual LinkedIn at CES, and it's already in play. Once you've registered, we're hearing great things about people, how they're connecting before the show, they're planning things for the show. And the other thing we could do is we could connect people after the event. So for 30 days, that site will stay live. It's already way exceeded our expectations. We have expected about 1,000 exhibitors or so. We're well over 1,700 now. We're probably going to have to cut off the numbers so everyone can have a great experience. Every exhibitor can be activated. They can have their own video presentation of what they want. They can meet the people who want to connect with them. They can even have live chats. And many of them are presenting. There's many press conferences going on January 11th, Media Day, and January 12th and 13th is when the exhibitors are showcasing. And then January 14th, we have a whole bunch of partners that have also great programming. And the great thing is that it's open to anyone in the industry, which is probably everyone watching this now, given the demographics of who the large group of people that are your fans.
And you're essentially accomplishing this via a website and chat rooms, right? I mean, you're taking this gigantic event, which has been a lot of looking at things on the showroom floor and being able to visit booths, and you're making that all available via your own site?
Well, we're doing even more than that. We're actually having live programming as well. We have an anchor desk. We have four well-known anchors, including Justine Ezerich, Rich DeMuro. By the way, Justine is iJustine. Naomi Kyle and Brian Tung. And we have some incredible keynotes from the CEOs of AMD, Verizon, GM, Best Buy, Walmart, Accenture, MasterCard, Microsoft, MediaLink. We have like an incredible array of speakers. We have 100 hours of programming, over 100 hours, accessible in 16 languages, plus American Sign Language. And we'll have over 1,700 companies have signed up to be exhibitors in this. So a choice of 1,700 different keywords searchable. And you'll have, so it'll almost be like three different rings on our website, everything going on in different ways. You could choose your live streaming. You could go to your exhibitors. You can go to your conferences. You could hear from the anchors. So we're trying to take the two-dimensional screen in front of you in your home or your office and turn that into a live event for several hours a day and repeat some of it for our huge number of overseas visitors. In fact, we've had the largest percentage of overseas people ever register. All the people say, I've always wanted to go to CES and can. But our challenge, frankly, is that it's only open to people that are connected with our industry, the tech industry, that are focused on innovation as a business. And that's something we have to qualify people to. So that's why we're encouraging people to register now or early while the rate is cheap, because it really goes up a lot around the showtime, because we can't handle thousands of people registering all at the same time. We just can't qualify them. And it is a restricted audience event. So we're walking a fine line there.
Besides your very elite group of speakers and presenters, which you have every year, this has presented you with an opportunity to be innovative yourself and reinventing CES for 2020. But you actually have an awards, an innovation awards. Tell us about what's happening there.
Well, we have an innovation awards. We have independent judges, most of them journalists, and they have, we had over 1,000 entries of different products, and they went through those and called them out, and best in each category. And then there's best of the best of the show. And that's available now on our website. You can see some of the best winners. And once we are live with CES, you'll see even more. And you can go to the companies that have the products as well. And that's one of the many things we do to try to help, if you will, curate the event for people in a more objective fashion. Winning one of those awards is a great prestige and is something people do. But we did have to, you're right, we had to reimagine CES. We had to look at it. We had to figure out how we could do it and how we could do it in a totally different way. And we did a rigorous search. We didn't take any of the off-the-shelf platforms. And we went out and found Microsoft, which had done its own events, which had the great cloud, which had its own platform for video, Microsoft Teams, that has cybersecurity expertise, that has a lot of the things we needed. And they've done successful live events of their own, which were well high produced to the CES quality. And we've teamed up with them. And that's why we are where we are today with Microsoft Teams and Microsoft, in a sense, helping produce it. And to be honest with you, I'll be in Redmond, Washington at Microsoft headquarters during CES, because that's where our anchor desk will be.
The first CES took place in New York City in 1967. Since then, thousands of products have been announced, including many that have transformed our lives. So, Gary, what product or service categories excite you for 2021?
Well, 2021, because of COVID, has changed so many things. It's probably the biggest radical shift in what will be shown at a CES ever, because what has happened is that if you take almost any category, take mobility and cars, where Mary Barra, GM, is one of our featured speakers, and we have almost every major car company and the infrastructure of the car industry there, the whole ecosystem, exhibiting or attending or doing different things. People want different things in their cars. They're buying a lot of cars, but they want bigger cars. They want cars that provide the privacy and the health and safety they want. But they also want electric mobility. They want self-driving. And all these developments are accelerating now because of COVID. Or they want to use Uber or Lyft, and that's allowing them to go further. Or they're looking at drones as a means of transportation or scooters. So all those things are part of CES in terms of mobility. Or look at, we always have smart cities. Now, what a smart city has been redefined, because if you think about it, now people are willing to work anywhere and able to work anywhere in a lot of different jobs. That doesn't mean that the shift towards city life is what it was just 1 year ago. people may be moving to rural areas, maybe moving to suburban areas. So the smart city is not what it was. And you connect that, for example, is going to be a big focus on 5G and wireless, because this is every 10 years there's a new G. Well, this is the year for 5G. We have the CEO of Verizon speaking about it. We have many companies focusing on it. Plus Congress and the United States just has thrown a ton of money at broadband deployment, because we've learned that people without broadband are really behind, especially their kids. And that's unacceptable in our society, and our Congress has done something about it. And so there's going to be a lot of applications, new ways of doing things, new ideas on how to do it. And of course, the biggest one, which I don't even have to mention, but I will, healthcare. Healthcare technology is huge, and it's going to be big. It's not only telemedicine. My wife's a doctor. She's now seeing patients no matter where we are. But it's also has to do with all the different sensing devices, all the different things to help deal with COVID, all the things that so you don't have to go be with the COVID patient, or you don't have to take them to the doctor's office, be with them, return, and keep going back and forth. Radical shifts in technology and healthcare. It's been one of the fastest growing parts of not only CES, of our association. We've managed to gather everyone. We created a new coalition focused on access for people that are missing out now. They're whether it's their SES category or their race, and we're trying to figure out how we could avoid the next major thing, and how we could make sure so there's more equality in healthcare, and how innovation and technology are solutions. So we're focusing on these things as an association. We're focusing on all of them at CES. We do it in public policy. We do it in events like CES. We do it in the standards we create, and we do it in everything else. So CES is going to look very different this year. Even if it was a purely physical event, it would look totally different because of what companies are focusing on, how they've pivoted, what they're doing, how they're showing it. So yeah, this is a really different CES. For us, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. We're doing things we've never been able to do before with the matchmaking, with personalization, with the ability to connect people with keyword searches, things like that. In 2022, we fully hope and expect to go to a hybrid event, both physical in Las Vegas and digital, using the best of what we learned from the 2021 experience. We'll be back to some of the constraints of physical, but this time, pure experimenting. We know we're going to fall flat in our face in some of the things we try, but we expect some things will work and they'll even get better. So like anything in innovation, this is a process, and you're always working to that elusive goal of perfection, but it makes us better every step of the way as humans, as an organization, as an industry, and frankly, as an event producer.
I love it. And, you know, I can't think of a better example of taking 2020 lemons and making lemonade. Gary, where can people go to register and follow this year's event?
CES.tech. It's good to register, play with it, get a feeling for it ahead of time. You don't have to go out and buy the comfortable shoes and drink up in the water and book your flight, book your hotel, but just get on there. It's good for a month after the show. That'll allow you access to all these companies to explore what they're doing. Obviously, you're not going to be able to do it in a few days of the show because there's so many different exhibitors out there and there's so many opportunities. And what I urge everyone, physical CES or non-physical CES, is give yourself some time to explore something that's not your favorite topic or area. Give yourself time for serendipity, for exploration, because that is what innovation is about. It's about putting disparate ideas together and forming something totally new. We even tell our own employees, go sit on a community board, go do something different. Don't just spend all your time at your job, but experiment, explore, learn new things. And that's what life is about, is exploration, discovery, new relationships. And that's what CES is aimed at.
Gary Shapiro, author and CEO of the Consumer Technology Association and the organization behind CES. Thanks again for your time, Gary.
Thank you.
And find more of my interviews right here on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, and TanyaHall.net. Thanks for watching.